Carver Harbour was a big thing at one time. We got to get the floats, a lorry, trailer of a lorry, dropped off here on a Thursday, and we start building it ready for Saturday morning. Outside the community centre, and all the community kids were here. We built it, whether we painted or built the weeks and weeks and weeks before in youth clubs, all different youth clubs. There were six different youth clubs on the boat, on the float. We all had little sections, and then we'd done different floats, and we'd done licorice all sorts, and we'd done all the sweet, pick the sweets and all the dress up the sweets. We'd done basic rollers and top of the pops, and there's all different groups with different groups. Well, we had a couple of our girls in our college come down with us, and Brian and other people who teach us through the youth clubs, who were teaching artwork and doing arts with us, and arts and crafts, were coming down and we just build things out of mostly cardboard. Put on scraps of string, wool, whatever we could make things out of. And we pick a design first of what we're going to do. We did Top of the Pops, it was all pop groups, we all dressed up. And we made banners and behind them, Top of the Pops, and we had girls doing that, being dancers. And well, no, the carnival's always gone on. Always gone on. Without anything else, carnival's always gone on, the carnival. Whether we ended up floating it or not, but there's carnival's been going on for hundreds of years, especially what carnival's going on. It's now Pill Carnival, I think, now. I've taken over bigger than Newport Carnival. We'd always met, we met here, we used to meet in the docks, and it'd be like 150, 200 floats. Down the docks, queuing up, all down the docks, up right through the middle of town centre, and all straight to Shaftesbury Park.